To you, O great and wondrous badass, thank you for being who you are. Introduction. If you've ever read a book that felt like it was written just for you, or listened to a talk that blew your mind wide open, or hung out with brilliant, big-thinking, butt-kicking folk who made you feel like you could do anything, then you know how quickly you can get inspired to transform your reality, how effortlessly you can grasp the scope of your own mightiness, how easily you can become drunk with possibility. You also know you can slide down into inertia and doubt just as easily. Okay, more easily. Sometimes mere hours, minutes, after you walk out of the life-changing seminar, put down the book, kiss your butt-kicking friends goodbye, the blinders of your present reality can start to block out the greatness you glimpsed for yourself. Before you know it, all your familiar excuses have shuffled back in and resumed their perches, planting their heavy, defiant bodies squarely in the way of your hopes and dreams. Sometimes. But sometimes, you make the hell-bent for glory decision to keep that meteoric momentum going strong, and you do whatever it takes to change your life, making your old excuses feel suddenly awkward and embarrassed and desperate to find any reason to leave the room. The excellent thing about living as a human being on planet Earth is that you have the almighty power of choice, which means you get to choose between achieving success and giving up. And the excellent thing about success is that it always comes down to one simple thing, the decision to keep going until you've reached your goal. Anyone can get excited about a great idea, but to stick with it all the way through to fruition is a whole other banana. Success requires commitment, motivation, focus, a sense of purpose, and courage, and it requires that you continuously strengthen these muscles so you meet each new challenge with a big old can of get the fuck out of my way. Strengthening these muscles of badassery is where something I like to call the spiritual gym comes in. As we travel the winding road to greatness, we've got to have some sort of workout routine to keep our motivation strong, our belief in the near impossible unwavering, and our focus firm. Because muscles don't stay strong all by themselves. You don't get to go to the regular gym, for example, get in shape, and then act like, "All righty, that was great. Thanks for the help with my awesome new bod. See ya." You have to keep working out on a regular basis, and you have to keep pushing yourself past your comfort zone if you want to stay strong. Going to the spiritual gym involves any combination of the following: studying self-help books, unearthing your limiting thoughts and beliefs, and doing the work to get over your blocks. Even if the work includes stuff like cooing, "You amaze me," into the mirror each morning, or singing a love song to your shadow self. You must be willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how excruciating. Meditating, listening to powerful speakers, journaling, making gratitude lists that leave you sobbingly aware of what a miracle your life is, reading biographies of people who inspire the crap out of you, exercising, listening to music that makes you feel like an invincible pillar of joy, strength, and don't mind if I do. Saying affirmations over and over until they become your truth. Making a vision board and staring at it all of the time. Ensmartening yourself. Breathing slowly, intentionally, deeply sucking in the good, fully breathing out the bad. Stretching. Writing down your manifesto and visualizing yourself in your new life to the point where you can feel it, taste it, own it, get all choked up and grateful for it. Success isn't static. It's not one place. You don't arrive at success, crack open a beer, and call it a day. Success is a way of being and adapting and growing that gets easier the more you practice. If you want to be a successful person and stay a successful person, you're going to want to always have some sort of spiritual gym.